Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to look at St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. The church gives us at Mass this week the glorious vision that St. Paul's trying to communicate about how God has reconciled the human race to himself through Jesus, how he's made peace through the blood of his cross, peace not only with God, but with one another. Between here, he's talking about Jew and Gentile, the division between the Jews who were the chosen people, had been given the covenants, the commandments, the prophets, the rest, and that the Gentiles were in the outer court, couldn't come into the holy place, in the holy presence of God, and how in Jesus, God has reconciled us together so that he can make, Paul would describe, one new man. The one new man is Christ himself. Christ is the head. The church is the body. And it's God's work. It's a miracle that has begun. It's already present. Jesus has established this kingdom of God, another way to describe it, which is his body, which he rules with his authority. The Father has given him dominion over everything. And it's important for us occasionally to just stop for a minute and think about, friends, the reality that it's begun. The ultimate eternal thing that God the Father, the mysterious plan of God the Father for the salvation of the human race, for the fulfillment of all creation, has begun. And it's happening in Jesus and through Jesus, who's glorified at the right hand of the Father, and all those who are united to him. The church triumphant exists. Our brothers and sisters are home now. They're with Christ in glory, reigning, and the future kingdom, with the reality of the kingdom which we get a foretaste of in baptism, in the Spirit, in the church, in her sacraments, in her preaching, and in her life. We live what people talk about is the already and the not yet. We're already experiencing the reality of the kingdom, and it gets manifested in the preaching and the signs and wonders that are present in the church, the miraculous grace that comes to us through the sacraments of the church, the exaltation of Jesus at the Eucharist, and a people who are gathered around him and exalt and praise and love him and gladly say we believe and that we're following in his footsteps and that we belong to him. These are all signs of the kingdom and how we care for our neighbor, how we love the poor, how we walk with honesty and integrity, how we extend mercy and forgiveness to one another, how we seek to live in the unity that Christ has actually established already in us. All these things exist imperfectly in the church in terms of our own reception of them and walking in them, but they're real, and the saints shine like the sun among us to show us what's possible when believers radically accept the gifts and the working of God in his church, and we just allow ourselves to be transformed. We unite our will with the will of God. We say yes to the grace that he's giving us to do that, and we learn to love what he loves. And that's what Paul is really unfolding here in these first few chapters, is the mystery of this great plan, the work that Jesus has accomplished in us. And he's saying it to us, obviously, because he wants us to learn it, and not just to learn it like an assignment to learn, but he wants us to come into the living, a living experience of it, a realization of it, so we can participate in it. And this becomes the driving vision of my mind and my heart now. No matter what walk of life, no matter what vocation I'm living out, I mean, what vocation we've been given, both in marriage or living single or being a priest, and the work that God's called us to, which is all, obviously, all very important, but it's all enlightened by this revelation that Paul's trying to communicate to us in this work. So we ask the help of the Holy Spirit so that we can see it. I'm going to start with Paul ended chapter 2, talking about how this one body that God is forming in Christ is built on the apostles and prophets. It's built on Peter and the apostles. And really, the apostolic succession is directly connected to what God is building in his visible church here on earth. Chapter 3, Paul says, "For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles." So Paul saying, and as he went out to spread the gospel and to proclaim the hope, the mercy of God, the mystery of God's plan to unbelieving Gentiles. He ended up in prison, and he's doing it for them in obedience to Christ. He said, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. He said, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. First, the revelation that Paul experienced on the road to Damascus at his point of conversion, when he was struck by a bright light as he's on his way to arrest Jewish converts to the faith who are spreading, he would say, a false message among the Jewish people. But on the way, he encounters the king. A bright light shines, and he sees Jesus in glory. And he's on the ground, and Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? So Jesus is giving Paul a revelation of how those who've been baptized into Jesus, who have received the gospel, are united to him as one new man. And to persecute them is to persecute Christ. There's a communion and a union that's mysterious to Paul. And he doesn't understand, but he's going to come to understand by God's grace that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That the ground of all being in reality is a community of persons of radical union and total self-donating love. And God comes to show us that that's what we were made for. We have a longing for it, but we fall short of it because of our sin and our own weakness. And he's coming to give us new hearts so that we can join that community, that communion, that one family under God that he sought to establish and has established in his Son. So Paul said, this came to me by God's revelation. He showed me. Verse 4, he said, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into what? Into the mystery of Christ. The mystery of Christ. That mystery, another word you can use there, think about it as sacrament. The mystery that Paul's talking about is perfectly revealed to us in the Eucharist, which is why the church calls it the source and summit of our faith. The whole work of salvation and the whole mystery of God's plan is presented to us right there as the work of salvation is represented to us. And Christ himself offering himself, which is he's offering the whole human race, everyone who wants to unite to him, makes an offering of radical abandonment of love to the Father. And in simple terms, I just many times feel like Jesus is saying, this is it. Come with me. Come with me. I'm making a way for you. I want you to see what a fulfilled, complete life, which reaches its destiny, what it looks like. An offering of love of our lives to God, fulfilling the first commandment, pouring ourselves out in that love and loving one another in unity, coming together around Christ. As Jesus brings us into the holy place, into the presence of God the Father as his children. And yeah, just in those simple signs of bread and wine that are really made his body, soul, divinity, and the communion of the church gathering around Christ and Christ's offering, the very thing that cleanses us, which makes it possible for us to be reconciled to God, is the death of Jesus, and that death is made present. It's the covenant, the new covenant in the blood of Jesus that he wants to establish with all who hear the gospel. And so we bend our knee and we say amen to it. And that solemn moment of offering, and we give thanks to the Father for this gift of Jesus. We agree with it and we're lifted and we actually touch the heavenly court, the heavenly kingdom, the promise, the summit where we're headed. It's just absolutely amazing. This is the mystery of Christ, Paul says, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Who reveals this mysterious plan? The Spirit of God. Paul said that Jesus said the Spirit will be given when he's glorified. He said when the Spirit comes, he'll lead you to all truth. He'll reveal everything that I've spoken to you. He'll share with us and give to us a knowledge of the mysteries of God. The Holy Spirit's with you, friends, and the Holy Spirit wants you to grasp this and He wants to help you see it so we can together step more deeply as a church into the plan of God and live in freedom, radically mobilized around Christ and deeply moved and lifted by this vision of what he's accomplishing in us. That will lift us above all the struggles of life ultimately. It'll help us be fruitful in all the struggles of life as well. Verse 6, that is how the Gentiles are now fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ through the good news, the gospel. How did we get united to the Jewish people? How did their sins get forgiven? How do our sins get forgiven? How do we get united to each other? Paul says, through the good news of Jesus Christ, through the gospel. That's why he says, by grace you have been saved through faith. It begins there, receiving the good news of the offer of this great plan and mystery of God. So extraordinary. Verse 7, of this gospel, this good news, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me by the working of his power. Friends, may God's power be at work in you today to have the Spirit of God that's in you. Remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Every day the Spirit wants to teach you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to lift you. He wants to heal you. He wants to bring you to the sacraments to receive the grace you need. He wants you to enter into the mission the King has given to you. He wants you to walk in the first commandment, to walk in the Beatitudes. He wants you to become that. All we need to do is cooperate with him. To me, though I'm the very least of the saints, this grace has been given, Paul says. The mystery hidden from ages in God, who created all things, that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Think about that. Satan didn't know the mystery. His demons didn't. Even the angels didn't grasp it fully. But it's revealed in the church as they see human beings enter heaven, human beings raised from the dead by the command of Jesus, those who are marked by baptism and the graces that were given through the church. He calls them to eternal life by the word of his command. He communicates to them an eternal, indestructible life, and we share in his glory, and the angels are filled with wonder, and they're absolutely astounded. This was according to the eternal purpose which he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we now have boldness and confidence and access through our faith in him. Boldness and confidence, friends, to do what? That is to enter the house of our Father, to enter the holy place as his children in grace, in the grace that we've been given in baptism, the life of the Spirit, the grace of the sacraments. They're given to us to strengthen us, to cleanse us, to purify us, to unite us. And he wants us to be confidently filled with the knowledge. The Father loves it when we come into his presence, when we see him as Father, when we relate to him and allow the Spirit to teach us who we are, and we experience his tender mercy and the tender, beautiful, it's hard to put words to it, right? The tender mercies of God, the Father. Today, I pray that you can hear the voice of the Father through the grace of the Spirit. You're my child. I love you. Trust me. Come to me. I will never abandon you. I will never forsake you. Let those words sink into your heart today. God bless you, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.